This hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is proudly presented by Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, Plano, and McKinney, serving the healthcare needs of our community. Our roots are deep, and our commitment is strong. And now, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Thank you, sir, and welcome back to our second hour. I'm going to plunge right into the phone calls here in just a second. We have the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and then we'll get this hour underway. I have several people who have been waiting very patiently, and I'll get that corrected here. I'm not even going to give you the phone number right now for that reason. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Nina. Nina is a 5.5-year-old female beagle mix. Now, you know, they send me photos of all the dogs that I get to mention, and sometimes they'll call one a hound or a this or a that, and I say, that is just such and such. I can tell. Nina doesn't look a lot like a beagle, I'm going to tell you right now, if you think of a beagle with the spots of color and such, but Nina looks like a sweetheart. She has a gorgeous, mostly black coat with swirls of caramel and chocolate around her face and chest. Like the sweet colors of her fur, she's a pure delight. She's a little shy at first, but once she gets to know you, she's a total cuddle bug. She enjoys quiet time, taking it easy, peaceful days at home. I agree with her. She loves other dogs and would do well with another pup in her life to help boost her confidence. If you're looking for a calm girl to curl up with on the couch, Nina is the one for you. Nina is waiting to meet you at the SPCA of Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. To view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, go to spca.org/findapet. They have one or more. I don't know who takes all the photos, but they have volunteers who take photographs of their dogs and cats and goats and other things, but that I do the dogs, and I don't take the photos. I speak on behalf of the dogs, and they get some beautiful photos to let you know. You can read into their eyes like Nina's, and you just want to go give them hugs. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Nina has already been spayed, microchipped, and she's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet-and-greet before adopting a new dog. Nina will be waiting for her new forever family to come meet her at the SPCA of Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive, west of Hampton Road in West Dallas. 2400 Lone Star Drive. In McKinney, the SPCA of Texas also features dozens of dogs, cats, small mammals, equine, and livestock at the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center at 8411 Stacy Road. That's a quarter mile east of Custer and a couple miles north of 121. Both of the SPCA of Texas Animal Care Centers are open noon until 6, Sunday through Wednesday, noon until 7, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Please, won't you get into the SPCA of Texas and adopt one of these wonderful cats or dogs, and they'll make a difference in your life, and you'll surely make a difference in their life. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored today by Sunburst Shutters. We had our grandson overnight, and this is the grandson who, when he was 2, was able to operate our Sunburst Shutters. Now he's 9, no problem there. I had him shut the shutters last night. In fact, I said, well, time to head to bed. Let's shut the Sunburst Shutters over there, if you would, and one finger, just press them and quietly and easily. These are so effortless. Now, let me explain what we're talking about here. They're made of polywood, which is a man-made material that looks like wood from 18 inches away. I'm a woodworker, an avid woodworker, and I also love to finish wood. I have in my wood shop sandpaper of 10,000 grit. That's a little obsessive. That's extremely fine. That's you could do glass-like finish with that. So I like to finish woodwork really well. Well, Sunburst Shutters, they look like wood that's been finished to that kind of a shine. And they are white or off-white. They are plantation-style shutters in 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louver size. They're color-fast. They don't crack or split or peel or warp. They are measured to every opening in your house. When they come out to give you a bid, if you accept that bid and you say, I think I want some of those Sunburst Shutters, I've heard Neil say how much he and his wife love them, and maybe some of your other friends, And you say, I want those. Well, then they will proceed to measure every window in your home, every opening, and they will make the shutter specifically for that opening. It's just amazing. Then when they come back in a couple of weeks to install them, they close the door and they do the installation, then they open it and say, how do you like it? And you will say, oh my goodness, so glad we called you all, or something like that. And there will be a smile about a mile wide on your face. That's how it works. That's exactly how it works. But you have to have the phone number to start with. That's 214-343-2601. Sunburstshutters.com is the website, and they're also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
At Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Plano, they find pride in being trusted to serve Texas's best communities. They're there when you need them, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, at George Bush and Preston in Plano. And they're very proud to sponsor this segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's Neil.
All right. I see five questions ahead of me, and I am going to try my very best to give very succinct answers. And so that's my goal, so that nobody has to wait very long. Champion waiter this morning is Bob in Bluffdale. Bob, I'm so sorry it's taken so long, and I can help you, I think. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
The question I've got San Augustine in my lawn, but I've got KR spreading. What can I do about that?
Bob is referring to King Ranch Bluestem, and I don't know if the King Ranch people were the ones that abbreviated to KR. They didn't want to be known for it.
Yeah.
It was brought in about 90 years ago as a pasture grass, and it escaped and just became a real nightmare. There is no herbicide that's going to get rid of that, Bob. Frequent mowing will be your best bet. To get rid of the seed heads as they try to form. That's going to be a critical issue for you. And then if you have clumps that are big enough that you can get to them and dig them by hand one time, then get rid of them that way. But you could spot treat with a glyphosate if you have an area that is just solid with it, or a clump that is substantial enough that you could just spot it right there. I see medians in cities where they are not doing any mowing. Maybe it's construction area or something, and they need to keep the stuff out of those because they serve as seed sources for all the lawns around. It's in bloom right now in seed, and you'll see it everywhere. It's a very wispy little grass about knee high, and what Bob has, it seeds freely and it goes everywhere. It's perennial. It's a real problem. Bob, mowing it frequently so those seed heads can't form, St. Augustine will crowd it out. If you can take really good care of your St. Augustine and protect the St. Augustine from chinch bugs and the other problems that it has, I think you can get rid of it within a year that way.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
You are so patient. I'm grateful. Thank you, sir. Have a great Sunday.
Yeah, come see me. Yeah, be careful. Yeah, bye.
All right, bye. All right, and Stephen Arlington will be up next with a Red Oak question, and Joanne in Flowerman, and I will get to both of you right after I get my first break out of the way. I'll do a short version of my book ad, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, not in stores, not on Amazon, $33.95 plus tax and postage. I sign every copy. It is 840 photographs, 344 pages, more than 25 multi-page charts, 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is basics. Chapter 2 is the calendar, 4 pages per month of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11 are trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Satisfaction completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. As I said, not in stores, not on Amazon, and I'll guarantee your satisfaction. The only two ways you can buy it are to call my office Monday through Friday, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. The far better way is to order it online right now, and that's at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Order it now. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So much better than my 1991 cowboy boot book. That's what you'll find in the stores. NEILSPERRY.com.
The folks at Ace are ready to help you with your lawn care. They feature the best products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more, all selected to keep your lawn and garden looking their best. And you get local experts with great advice to get the job done right. Great service is at the top of their list. Make your yard a perfect 10. Pick up Ortho's Home Defense, Roundup, and Orthene, Scotts Easy Seed, and Scotts Lawn Food. Visit acehardware.com to find the store nearest you. That's acehardware.com.
For the finest in soil amendments, shop Texas Pure Products. This is a partnership of Plano, Allen, Frisco, Richardson, and McKinney to recycle yard waste into the ideal compost. Omri listed, the compost and top dressing are USDA Organics approved. Every bag is filled with 100% rich and wonderful compost. Find local dealers from their website, texaspureproducts.com, or order from that site or call 972-769-4150. TexasPureProducts.com.
Shades of Green's annual tree sale is now in progress. Take advantage of savings up 20% off all container and bald and burlap trees, 15-gallon and larger at Shades of Green. If you've been thinking about adding new trees to your landscape, don't miss this sale. Fall is the best time for planting in North Texas. Shades of Green has phenomenal selections of plant material, from specimen quality trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, ornamental grasses, perennials, and annual color. New shipments arrive weekly. September is the time to apply the most important fertilizer application of the year. At Shades of Green, you'll find a wide selection of gardening supplies, such as organic and synthetic fertilizers, pre-emergence, mulches, and compost, as well as insect controls. Complete your landscape with beautiful pottery, fountains, and unique garden accents. Need some landscape inspiration? Well, give Shades of Green a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. Visit them on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com for information on upcoming events and promotions.
Shades of Green has been an advertiser of mine for going on 25, 26 years. Long, long time. Great people. Let me tell you about Mueller right now. There's a lot of talk these days about made in America. Let me tell you about something that's been made in America for more than 85 years. Mueller metal roofing and steel buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both metal, of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home or a custom steel building or even a shed or a greenhouse for the back yard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the USA. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller for metal buildings or roofing, you're choosing the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, ordinary hard-working people who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, more than 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. When a business has been around for 85 years, you can trust they're doing things right. They give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER, the number 2, 877-268-3553. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
Baylor Scott & White Medical Center. McKinney has served the healthcare needs of the community since 2012, and we're still growing. We've doubled the size of our ER, built out our fifth floor, and added a new physician's office building. We proudly sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Here's Neil.
Thank you, Stubby, and we go back to the phone lines to Steve in Arlington. Steve, thank you for waiting. How can I help you?
I've got a red oak. It's probably 15, 20 years old. It has some damage several years ago, and I don't know whether it started out as a fungus. There were a lot of ants, and I don't know whether the ants had anything to do with the actual damage or just taking advantage of it. But when I got rid of the ants, then the damage cleared up. And I've got a strip about 3 to 4 inches wide all the way up the trunk, up to probably eight feet. And it's healed over, and I haven't had any problems. But here, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, all of a sudden, it's got this white fungus covering that whole strip.
All right.
And I don't know what caused that or how to get rid of it.
How large is the trunk where this is all going on? How big in diameter?
Probably 10 inches.
All right, and so the 3-inch wide strip is just a stripe up one side of the
yes.
big trunk. Okay. What caused the original damage?
I'm not sure.
All right. Like
I said, there were a lot of ants back
no,
then.
No, I'm not worried about the ants.
Caused it, the boars
yeah,
caused it.
Steve, I'm not worried about the ants. Ants are not going to cause the damage. What I was wondering about and what I was trying to picture is if there might have been a branch that wasn't removed properly, had a stub, and there was decay, that will cause a black streak down a trunk where decay strikes, and then that will yield a fungal growth when you have a lot of rain at some time. I'm trying to figure out if that might be what happened originally. Do you have any sense that there was originally a little stub of a branch somewhere up toward the top of that stripe?
No, I really don't.
All right. You might want to look and say it may just be remnants okay. of it now. It may be hard to find it. Okay. Is the black strip soft and mushy, or is it covered over completely now, or what's the condition?
It's a white fungus over that
no,
strip.
No. I'm talking about the strip that has been there for several years.
Well, that's what's covered with the fungus.
Okay, let me back up. The fungus is 2 or 3 weeks old, correct?
Right.
All right. I want to go back 4 or 5 weeks or 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
Now I've lost myself in the whole thing. I was trying to get back to the original black. It was black, right? The stripe.
Well, no, it was just a strip like that was damaged, and then it's healed over. Just like when you cut a branch off and it starts healing.
Right, so bark had formed across. Bark had formed across and had healed the whole strip.
Well, the bark didn't form across it. It just healed at the edges of it. So that whole thing doesn't have bark on it.
Okay, if a tree heals properly, hear me carefully on this. Now this is I'm now down to the crux of it. If a tree heals properly from a wound, then it will form a roll of new bark from all sides. If it's a circular thing, like a branch has been taken off, you will have a ring of bark that will form, a roll of bark that will form, and it will grow and grow and grow until it closes in that wound and covers over. It will grow together in the center, and all of a sudden you'll say, I can't see where that limb used to be. You'll see a change of pattern on the actual bark, but you won't have any void. All right, when you have a long strip that has had some kind of damage, it will roll in from the side. You'll see a roll of bark, just like a wave rolling in. You'll see a roll of new bark, and that's what you look for if you're an arborist. That's what you look for to indicate that the tree is healthy and that it's trying to heal. If you see a wound, now I'm talking about 2 months ago before this white fungus. I'll address that later. Just don't let that be your big worry right now. So I'm back a couple months ago. If I look at that wound and I see a roll of bark coming in over part of that wound vertically, and then I get to a spot where there's no new bark forming, that's where I'm worried, because there may be active decay there that's keeping the tree from forming healthy bark to form over that, to heal it, to close it off. That's where you have your concern. All right, now, set that aside. Now we get a bunch of rain, and Neil starts to get 100 posts a week on his Facebook page of what is this fungus in my lawn, on my shade tree, on the roots of my shade tree, on the side of my house, everywhere. Fungus is growing everywhere right now because of all this rain. These spores start to grow, and you get these white masses growing everywhere that there is any kind of decay organism or any kind of organism. We get mushrooms, we get toadstools, and if you look on my Facebook page, you'll see probably 10 posts in the last 3 or 4 days that just look like masses of white. Looks like a snowstorm. And for the most part, those are saprophytic funguses that are living off decaying organic matter. Normally, that doesn't matter. If it's out in the lawn, it's just old grass clippings. But when it's on a tree trunk, it means that there's something decaying in that trunk. So it's not healing properly. getting rid of the white mold isn't going to help your tree because there's a bigger problem underneath where there's active black decay, ooze and decay. So I think it's time to get an arborist out, Steve. That's going to be my suggestion to you, would be that you get a certified arborist out.
Okay.
I think that's where we need to go with this. We had to kind of get back to the root of the whole issue, and that's where we need to go. Hey, I appreciate your call very much. Let's go to Joanne in Flower Mound. She also has been waiting a long time. Joanne, this may be a call that would take 4 hours to answer, so I may have to kind of truncate it a little bit. How can I help you?
Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I've noticed all of these city trimmers that are trimming the trees, and they're trimming even the large limbs really slick against the trunk of the tree. I thought you were supposed to leave a little bit of a lip there. Am I thinking correctly?
You are thinking correctly, and that won't take long to answer. Oh, I had a couple of people that hung up when I said it may take 4 hours to answer. The people behind you in line on the phone, I didn't mean to scare them away. What you're talking about is leaving a bit of the branch collar. And yes, you're good to go on that. That's what you should do. What happens when you prune way up against the trunk of a tree? Let's say you have a trunk that's 12 inches in diameter, and there's a limb coming off that's 3 inches in diameter, and you want to remove that. If you cut it right up flush against the trunk of the tree, where it swells out like the delta of a river, where it goes into the ocean, it gets wider, then you may open up a wound that's 4 inches in diameter, and it takes it a lot longer to heal. If, on the other hand, you leave an area of that branch collar that is maybe an eighth of an inch in length or a quarter of an inch in length, then it gets down to about that 3 inch diameter and the tree heals much more quickly. Every branch is going to be just a little bit different, every branch of pruning. I've walked around my own yard when the tree service company that does our work, my sponsor that I mentioned last hour, with Steve Hauser, and I said, Steve, show me how you determine exactly what angle you use when you make these cuts. And I marveled at how his eye changed the angle of the chainsaw blade ever so gently on each individual branch that he was cutting. But yes, you're correct. You don't want to cut right up flat against the trunk.
Well, thank you so much. I thought I was correct, but I was so upset when I saw these trees done that way, and it was a whole line of them up and down $24.99, and I'm going, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to tell these people.
It's, you know, in all candor, it's better to do that than to leave a 3-inch stub, because that never will heal. And you know, if I'm going to make a mistake, I'd rather have it done the way that they did than to leave a stub. A note on my call screen says how to trim trees correctly, basic tips. And that's kind of general, but what you were asked is really specific. So it's a great question. You did fine.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I am so glad you waited. Thank you, Joanne. Appreciate that. And Jose will be my next call up and the last call that I have, because like I say, the other folks bailed when I thought it might be a lengthy call. I should never have said that. My bad. Let me give you the number there for Jose is next, and then we'll be looking for calls. 800-288-WBAP. I got myself caught up. I needed to do that. 800-288-9227. 800-288-9227. Dallas Plumbing Company, the number to call for their great service, and they're there 24/7 if you need their help for plumbing, heating, or air conditioning. That number just for our listeners is 214-761-6779. If you visit them online at dallasplumbing.com, you'll see a lot of great special offers. And all I ask of you ever when you talk to the folks at Dallas Plumbing is just say, hey, I heard Neil talking about you and that you've done a lot of work at his house and have for many, many years. And that will be a truthful statement. I will appreciate that very much. So the company's been family owned and operated since the year the Wright brothers first flew at Kitty Hawk and the year that Henry Ford began Ford Motor Company. Their employees are top-notch, and you're familiar with those orange and black trucks that travel all over the Metroplex. That's Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Ward Downs was the man who started the business. His fourth generation of his family still owns and operates. They installed the plumbing in the buildings at the Texas Centennial in 1936. Oh, gosh, that's 82 years ago. My gosh, the State Fair of Texas and the original Highland Park Village. They've been around a while. Now, let me tell you the special that they have going on for you. Right now, you can save up to $2,835 on a new Carrier high-efficiency air conditioning and heating system. It could pay for itself in 3 to 4 years, or you can choose 0% interest for 6 years. Call the air and heat experts at Dallas Plumbing Company for details and your free estimate at 214-761-6779. That's 214-761-6779, or visit dallasplumbing.com. For more information about this and other special offers, DallasPlumbing.com. Dallas Plumbing Company services all makes and models, and they are a factory authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Dallas Plumbing, 214-761-6779.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
I am very beholden to Baylor Scott & White Medical Center of Plano and McKinney. The whole Baylor system is pretty spectacular, you have to admit. They have hospitals and all kinds of specialty healthcare clinics and professional buildings all over Texas, all the way down through Central Texas as well. Baylor Scott & White, what a name. What a legendary name. And if you're looking for one of the thousands of doctors that is specifically the doctor for you, go to www.finddrwright.com, R-I-G-H-T. FindDrWright.com. Search the thousands of providers by location, specialty, gender, and name. The experienced doctors at Baylor Scott & White Health have one focus in mind, providing quality care for you. From cardiovascular care, saw him this week, to primary care, I'll see her in another month or so, Baylor Scott & White Health can help you find the right doctor right now. Visit finddrwright.com to find the right doctor for you and your family. My wife serves proudly on the Baylor Scott & White Medical Center of McKinney board, and our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano, and we are immensely grateful. And I have doctors at both of those facilities, but like I said, there are Baylor facilities close to you. Baylor Scott & White Medical Centers, get to use their services. Find drwright.com.
Now what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com.
Two robbery suspects now face murder charges for the death of a Fort Worth police officer. I'm Dennis Martin. From the WBAP Classic Dodge of Denton, 24/7 News Day.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
First traffic and weather on the ones.
We're dealing with a traffic accident on the northbound side of the Dallas North Tollway at about Royal Lane, and a collision on the westbound side of I-30 in the approach to Cockrell Hill Road. I-30's HOV lane also closed by construction, both west and eastbound between Center Street and the President George Bush Turnpike. Let us know about any traffic problems you may see. Call the Traffic Tip Hotline at 214-765-5299. And now the WBAP forecast. It's going to be cloudy, warm, and humid today with a moderate chance for showers and storms at almost any time. High today will be 92 officially, but it's going to feel more like 97. Chance of rain tonight, low 77. Monday, partly sunny, muggier, with a chance for afternoon showers and storms. High tomorrow, 93, but it's going to feel like 102. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 79 degrees in Dallas. The two accused bandits arrested for the fatal shooting of a North Texas undercover police officer during a bar robbery reportedly are now going to face capital murder charges. Samuel Mayfield and Timothy Huff remain jailed without bond. Fort Worth police say the death of Officer Garrett Hull means the charges against Mayfield and Huff will be upgraded. Third man involved in that robbery was killed by other officers the night Hull was shot. The U.S. Border Patrol supervisor has been charged with murder following what authorities say was a two-week serial killing spree that left four female sex workers dead. It ended when a fifth woman escaped from him at a gas station and went for help. Juan Ortiz, a Border Patrol intel supervisor, is charged with four counts of murder, as well as aggravated assault and unlawful restraint. Right now, fair skies, 73 degrees in Fort Worth. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Your next update's at 10 o'clock. We have 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
A little bit of rain lately? Yes, indeed. And Gutter Helmet has saved the day. Gutter Helmet, never have to clean your gutters again. Leaves are coming down all over North Texas, and they will be for the next couple of months. We've been very happy to have Gutter Helmet on our home for the last 15 years or so. We had a refit and an upgrade of Gutter Helmet on our home put down by the folks at RBC Roofing. Harvey Boulanger's crew just about 3 or 4 months ago, and we couldn't be happier. These heavy rains that we've witnessed lately, the leaves come down off the roof, they just come sliding down off the roof and over the top of the Gutter Helmet, and the water comes off the roof and goes right into the clean gutters and out through the downspouts and right away the way it's supposed to. I don't know how to explain how Gutter Helmet works, but if you think about an armchair that has a wooden armrest and you have your hands out at the end of that armrest and you put your fingers, you bend your fingers and wrap around the end of that armrest, that's kind of the way Gutter Helmet does, but there is an opening beneath it that allows the water to go in by capillary action into the guttering. And the leaves come down and they go over that ski slope and fall to the ground. We had a squirrel slide off our roof and land in a pile of leaves on the ground. It was kind of funny. He was up there looking around and got too close to the edge, and the Gutter Helmet has ribs and ridges, very small, but boy, his nails found him, and he couldn't hang on, and down he went. He didn't get hurt. He got up and went back up the trunk of the tree. But it was interesting to watch that. It really does work. Gutter Helmet. Never have to clean your gutters again. You don't want to be on a ladder. You don't want to be sticking your arm up in that guttering. And it's not good for the foundation to have all that water coming down there anyway. Gutter Helmet. And the best way to get it installed is to start with a call to RBC Roofing. RBCRoofing.com, 817-360-2505. They have the franchise for Gutter Helmet for the entire Metroplex. 817-360-2505. Tell Harvey I was saying nice things about him and about his product. Gutter Helmet, 817-360-2505.
The rants and ravings of Mark Levin.
We have fellow Americans who are losing everything. Fellow Americans who may die. Does it sound like Washington, D.C. and the media there? Does it sound like New York City and the media there? Does it sound like they really give a damn?
Mark Levin.
Tomorrow at 5.
On the news and talk of Texas.
News Talk 820 WBAP.
WBAP.com.
This is a great time to plant. Fall is for planting. Joe Covington puts that sign up in front of his nursery every autumn, and they make a big deal about it because it is a great time to plant. Covington's has 18 acres of premium flowers, perennials, edibles, the best selection of trees and shrubs around, and houseplants and unique home and garden decor in their gift shop. Right now, save 25% on glazed pottery, on metal arbors, trellises, plant stands, and benches, and 50% on concrete fountains, statuary, urns, benches, and bird baths. Their lawn and garden services team provides professional lawn and landscape fertilization and weed and insect control to keep your yard looking great. If you're dreaming of a new landscape and outdoor living space, this is a great time to meet with one of their landscape designers. Get your project started. Go to CovingtonNursery.com to learn more and to see pictures. Check out their fall gardening classes and see their inventory for available plant sizes and prices, including those in their half-price house. Family owned since 1972 with that good old-fashioned Covington service. From Joe Covington and the entire team. Open 7 days a week. They'll be open in about 20 minutes. Covington Nursery at 5518 President George Bush Highway at State Highway 66 in Rowlett. If you're coming from Carrollton, it's going to take you 16, 17 minutes to get there. I just was doing the math. I've made that trip many times. It's not very far. It is so quick coming around on George Bush. 5518 President George Bush Highway, Covington's Nursery in Rowlett, CovingtonNursery.com, 972-475-5888.
Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Plano is simply a source of hope for you and your loved ones. They're proud to work with you to grow a healthier community. And they're proud to sponsor this segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening to help you grow a healthier garden. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, sir. And we go to Jose in Fort Worth, who's waited very patiently. Jose, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. And I'm glad probably the other ones hung up, so that gave me a chance to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I listen to you every Sunday.
Thank you.
I wake up and get ready for church. But anyway, I want to be a gardener as I retire. Still have maybe about 15 years to go, but I want to start planting some trees. Sure. And I'll start planting some peach trees, pecan trees, and pear trees, and plum trees. But some of the peach trees that I have, they have this gummy, like, drops on them. What could have caused that? I never seen that before. I mean, I only had them for like maybe 6 years.
Right. Where is it? Is it near the ground or is it up on the branches?
It's right on the fruit.
Oh, that's on the fruit. Okay.
Yeah.
That is an insect. Between peaches and plums. Plums are fairly easy. Peaches are a lot more challenging. They are very closely related, and so what attacks one will attack the other.
So
the insect I'm going to identify is going to have the name plum in its name. It's the plum curculio, C-U-R-C-U-L-I-O. And if you do any looking on the Aggie Horticulture website, you'll find a lot of references to the plum curculio. It's the worm that gets in the fruit. You have to spray your peaches and plums from the time that the buds are forming in late February, very early March. You spray at that time. Malathion is a spray that has been used for a long time. So when they're in the pink bud stage, now peach buds will be pink, plum buds are not, they're white. But while it's in the bud stage before any of the flowers open, you would then spray when 3/4 of the petals have hit the ground. So that's the petal fall stage, it's called. And that particular spray I would make late in the day, right as it's getting dark, because the bees will still be active at that point, and you don't want to hurt the bees. So that's the second spray. That's the petal fall spray. And then from that point on, you spray every 10 days until harvest. And that's just critical for plum curculio. It'll get in both peaches and plums and apricots and nectarines. They're all closely related.
Okay. Well, that helps. Like I say, I want to be gardener as I retire, and I probably have 1,000 questions.
I do want to warn you that peaches are frustrating, and please don't determine your success as a gardener in retirement on whether you can grow a successful peach crop, because there'll be so many things that'll be less frustrating for you.
Okay.
I want you to know that ahead of time so you don't get all discouraged by it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And thank you so much for your answer. And I did have one more. Do you have time for one more question?
For a guy who has waited 40 minutes, yes, sir, I do.
Oh, okay. I also want to grow, like, anything citrus tree. Mm-hmm. I know it's kind of hard, but, you know, like limes or oranges and grapefruit. Is there anything I can do to cover this tree during the winter time?
Well, you need to choose very carefully, because there are some that will stand a little bit of freezing. Grapefruit will not. Regular oranges will not. The satsumas will take a little bit of frost, and they're a variation of tangerines. It's probably best to grow satsumas and to grow them in large containers where you can put them in the garage those nights that it's going to be below 30 degrees, and then put them back out after the temperature warms up a little bit. You probably have 10 or 15 nights during the winter when you'll need to have them indoors. Put them on wheels. Meyer lemon is going to be your best bet, and it too should be in a container. We're awfully far north for them to be grown in the ground.
Okay, well, that's kind of sad for me because I really love citrus trees.
But, well, you can grow them, and you can grow them successfully. Yeah. I've harvested as many as 30 or 40 of the satsumas from a couple of containers. And I know there are a lot of people who have Meyer's lemons, and they'll get a good many, several dozen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good. Thank you so much again, and
you are
have a wonderful day.
I will, and normally you won't end up waiting that long, so I do appreciate you. Thank you, sir. All right, and we'll take our last break and then also our last two calls with Jerry and Steve coming up in just a moment. This will be the last mention that I will make for this, and I want to do a good job on this one because it is very important to me. You have heard for a long time, you've heard the voices of students from Serenity High, you've heard teachers, you've heard my wife from the school board, you've heard the principal from Serenity High, some of the other people who have supported Serenity High, and it's been a long journey as we have sought to get a permanent home for this wonderful school. It's the longest tenured recovery high school in the United States, public or private. It's 19 years old. October 11, 1999 is when Serenity High opened. And there is no public or private high school specifically designed for youth in recovery from substance abuse that has been around longer. It's in the McKinney ISD. It is open to students from other school districts. We have 15 partnering ISDs who, when they have a student who qualifies, send those students to that student to Serenity High. And it is all the information's at serenityhigh.org on the McKinney ISD website. All the while, we've been in portable buildings. I'm on the advisory board, as is my wife, for Serenity High. And it's been our goal, our hope for all of those years to get a permanent building for Serenity High. Superintendent Dr. Rick McDaniel came to us in February, March, and he said, I think we have the perfect location. And with the funds that you all have raised, the advisory board, those could be used to retrofit that location to be the perfect home for Serenity High. And I am talking to so many of you as my listeners who have helped us raise those funds. And it is going to come to fruition 6 days from now at 1 o'clock on Saturday, September 22nd at 1 o'clock, as the ribbon will be cut and an open house will be held for the permanent location of Serenity High in McKinney at 2550 Wilmoth Road, just west of Community Drive. It is a part of, attached to, McKinney North High School. The two populations do not blend. The Serenity students have their own parking lot. They enter from the south side of the building. All the north students enter from the north. And the hours of school are offset by 30 minutes. And so that answers those questions some of you may have had. Serenity High is a very special place where miracles happen every day. Serenity High in McKinney. Now, before the ribbon cutting at 1 o'clock, we have a very special event. And our good friend, Curtis Logan, the SRO from McKinney High, who is on the advisory board for Serenity, said, why don't we have a motorcycle ride in support of Serenity as a fundraiser. He is a member of the Blue Knights police officers, current and retired, and they are going to be leading our ride. It'll go through Collin and Grayson counties, about an hour and a half ride that will start at 11. Kick stands up at 11. Registration will begin at 8:30 at the location of Serenity High, and it will return to the location about 12:15. And then lunch will be available for the riders, and raffle prizes and all kinds of things, some silent auction things of that sort. And if you are a motorcycle rider and would like to be involved in that, then you can find all those details at SerenityHighRideForRecovery.com. Please get that word out, if you will. It's going to be a fun event. Right behind the Blue Knights will be Buffalo Soldiers. They have joined in with us, and a couple of Christian motorcycle clubs will also be riding It should be a lot of fun. I don't ride a motorcycle, and I can't wait. I've learned so much in those every other week committee meetings. I've learned so much, and how nice these people have been. So thank you to everybody, and that will be Saturday, September 22nd, 6 days from now, at 2550 Wilmoth at McKinney North High School, just west of Community Drive. You'll see the signs. Thank you. Let me get a break out of the way. We'll come back to help Jerry and Steve. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening is my book, 840 of my photographs, 344 pages covering all aspects of landscapes, lawns, and gardens for all of Texas. Chapter 1 is the basics you need to know to be successful in gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a calendar, month by month, 12 different sections, telling you 4 pages per month what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed in that month. Chapter 3 is a really comprehensive chapter on trees. And then 4 is on shrubs. Chapter 5, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It is a hardback. It's printed on high-quality paper, and it was printed in San Antonio, Texas, to keep business right here in the Lone Star State. And with all of that, it's only $33.95, and I will sign your book for you right before we mail it. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. This is the third printing of the book. The ways you order it would be either by calling my office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, at this number. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or the better way is by ordering it right now at my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com.
When it comes time to work on your lawn, the folks at Ace are ready to help. They know you have a list of things you need, and Ace has them, from the quality brands you trust. The best products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more. All hand-selected to keep your lawn and garden looking their very best. Your neighborhood Ace store has local experts who know the right questions to ask, and they make sure that you get everything you need. And once they've helped you check off all the items on your list, they'll give you some helpful advice, too, so you get the job done right. Because at Ace, they have their own list, and great service is at the top. Remember, it's outstanding products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more combined with the experts at your local Ace store. Make your yard a perfect 10. Pick up Ortho's Home Defense, Roundup, and Orthene, Scotts Easy Seed, and Scotts Lawn Food. Visit acehardware.com to find the store nearest you. That's acehardware.com. Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks. Hey! Thank you.
As soils go from dry to wet to dry, our foundations are taken along for the ride. Serious damage can ensue. If you're seeing signs of what you fear might be foundation issues, let the experts at Advanced Foundation Repair do their thorough evaluation on your home's foundation. It's free, and if you don't have foundation problems, they'll tell you so. Their work is affordable, and it's guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. Foundation Repairs.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788. WBRoofing.com.
Thank you, sir. Let me tell you about Whiskey Stone right now. Since 1983, they've been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. They have 22 acres of the most gorgeous, glorious stone. They're open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. They would be happy to help you, and they'll deliver anywhere you can hear me. They have everything from giant boulders down to decorative fine gravel, pea gravel, and every kind of gravel you might want. River rock of all sizes, flagstone. They have ledge stone. They have retaining wall stone. They also have just everything you could possibly want, thinking about all the other opportunities you might have. What I would recommend to you is take photographs of the places where, go see Mike Wisnet or his son Derek or any of their other salespeople, take a photo and say, I want a retaining wall right here, or I was thinking about a stone patio here, and have measurements when you go. And then they'll not only show you the stone that would be right, but with those measurements, they can tell you how much you need to buy, and they can refer you to a landscape contractor who could do the job for you. They're the best. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call them at 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q Stone.
At Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, McKinney, our roots are deep, our commitment is strong. We proudly partner with you to grow a healthier community, and we're proud to sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening to help you grow a healthier garden. Once again, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Thank you, sir, and we go back to the phones to Jerry in Brownwood. Jerry, how may I help you?
Good morning, Neil. Can you hear
me? Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Okay. Hey, just real quick, I'd just like to thank you for what you do for all of us out here in trying to do what we do.
Thank you, sir.
Question. I'm battling my grass with weeds taking over, and I've come across this. It's a called Martin's Top Shot Weed Killer. It's an MSM herbicide, and it comes in these small vials, but I was curious on how effective that is with, you know, I guess, killing weeds right now, this type of chemical.
This is MSMA?
No. I know the MSMA is no longer available.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it, Jerry. I can't help you. I don't know what that is. I don't know the brand, and I don't know the active ingredient. You know what? If you'll post on my Facebook page, I will do the research and see what I can find. MSM, Martin's Pop Shot, you said?
Yes, it's a herbicide. It's methyl.
No, that's okay. I'm out of time, but I'll try to do. To Steve in Hurst, time for putting out fertilizer. Yes, soon as you can. Yes, high nitrogen, slow release fertilizer. Yes, sir. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy gardening.